Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Well, hello there, and you join us here today to talk about 2023 and the best watches of 2023. For the best watches in general, click on the link to watchfinder.com in the description below. It really helps the channel. Thank you. Tom, I do like throwing around words like best and top quite frequently. They're some of my favourite words, and I thought we could do it one more time in 2023 to pick out the best and top watches that have been in existence, that have come into existence this year. Why don't you get us started?
So my best top favourite watch of 2023 was the newly introduced 02 Series Field from Studio Underdog. Four new watches from them in a Field watch type dealio. My favourite of the bunch was the Pink Lemonade. Another fun, fruity offering from Studio Underdog. Perfect for summer, I think. So straight away you'll notice on the dial a pink to yellow gradient with a lovely full lume effect. So the base dial features seven layers of custom-made Super Luminova pigment, and that pink to yellow gradient glows in full. And apparently it was quite a feat to pull off, and the techniques they're using at Studio Underdog to do that, they're keeping a secret. So industry first perhaps for them. Amazing, looks incredible. So there's that straight away. Also, you might notice on the dial, maybe a little bit contentious for some people, some screws, two slotted headed pins here. And what's going on there is that is affixing a 1mm sapphire disc to that that base dial, and that is giving you this sandwich dial, which gives you these floating printed numerals, minute track and logo. So in addition to having a fun fruity vibe, it's also got floating numerals, of which you can see the shadows sort of playing on the dial below, and it gives us this really, really nice depth. It's a great playful touch. It's the sort of thing we were expecting from Studio Underdog with this new offering. So love that, absolutely love it. If you don't like, some people are a bit funny about the screws. I think maybe they think they are a little bit intrusive, but I think it's a nice little nod to actually what's going on. The kind of cool engineering there with the sandwich dial, you know, hang on, what are these screws doing? Oh, there's some magic happening. Woo-hey. And then the kicker on the back, a wild jellyfish appears on the case back of this watch. Which is awesome. You might think it's a bit random, but actually, I think the jellyfish is a nod to the sort of construction and appearance of the watch itself. So you've got the luminescence of the dial is sort of reminiscent of a bioluminescence of a jellyfish. And then the floating sapphire sandwich dial is also reminiscent of the kind of see-through-y membrane of a jellyfish as well. So it all ties together in a very nice package. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful watch. And 37 millimeters in diameter. So there you go. Perfect.
Also gets 100 meters of water resistance and costs just £800 with a manually wound Sellita SW210-1. Now, Tom, the big question that everyone has on their lips, quite literally, with this watch is, what flavor do you think each one of them has? And you might say, well, pink lemonade, obviously, but is it a sweet flavour? Is it sour, perhaps? Does it give you that little tingle at the back of your mouth? What do you think?
I think it's like that sort of bubblegummy flavour that you get in dark rides at old theme parks. Do you remember that?
I'm going for the sherbet tingle of a sherbet straw. Do you remember those where you pinch the top?
Yeah, all of that stuff.
Dunk the rest. Getting those kids used to the idea of consuming powders. I think what's really important to note about the O2 series field as well is that a lot of the experience is very in-person and three-dimensional. It's a very dynamic watch. So you don't have the gradient dial or glowing. Sometimes if you're in a shady part of the woods, you know, after a day spent sunning yourself, wearing your watch in the field,
yeah,
you might step into the shade and see a bit of glow, but still see the colour. And it gives it this sort of radioluminescent, biodynamic, uber glow, I believe is the trademark term for it. And the light that's cast on a very, very harsh sunny day from the floating numerals will be very crisp, and then on a softer day will be very soft. So you get a combination of different looks and feels from it, regardless of where you are. So just looking at one picture is a very, very difficult way to judge the experience of this watch. And it's the in-person experience that makes it a top choice for 2023.
Yeah, that's what I said.
But speaking of top choices of 2023, Tom, the watch I have chosen started life, in my mind, as the worst watch of 2023. Because I saw it and I thought, this is a heap of junk. I am, of course, talking about the Rolex Oyster Perpetual Celebration Dial.
Oh. Explain yourself.
I will. Thank you for asking, Tom, giving me the opportunity. when I first saw it, I thought, that's a very lazy design. You have drawn some circles on there and you have coloured them in the different colours of the previous range of Oyster Perpetuals. So you know all those colours that you can't actually buy.
Yeah.
So it felt like a complete and utter tease from Rolex here, compounding all of the things that no one could have into one Uber can't have.
Yeah. To one low effort clip art dial.
Exactly, yeah. To me, it felt like it was only one click away from the Horizon gradient that you see. Remember that?
Yeah, boot fair.
But actually, I have come to terms with the fact that it's a very, very clever move from Rolex. Because a lot of people this year have gone, do you know what? These old people who are buying our watches aren't going to be here forever. At some point in the future, they will go to Mars as the Earth deteriorates. Is that not?
I don't know what. Are you still talking about watches?
All of the old rich people who can buy this stuff are going to move to Mars and leave Earth behind as just a flaming ball of lava.
Yeah, yeah. Something for the children. Is that what this is? Is that what this watch is? Something for the children.
This watch is something for the children. But the thing is, you have to juggle this as a watchmaker, as a watch brand. You have to go, I want to make something that appeals to the ute, but I also want to make something that is still going to be purchased by the people who currently have money, because the youth of today won't have money for a while, if at all. So you have to try and do both things. And it's very, very hard. I don't know if you can think of any examples of a product that is popular with both young people and old people.
Studio Underdog Pink Lemonade.
Well,
probably.
Aside from that, but generally speaking, just in any industry, not just the watch industry, it's hard to find something that both like. You know, young people liked Facebook, then the old people started liking it, and so the young people stopped liking it, and now Facebook is just it's still a cesspool, but a different flavour. This watch tickles both.
Okay.
The older people look at it and they go, oh, that's really cool, because it's not too in my face in terms of, like, it's not a weird celebrity association who I don't understand and I'm scared of.
Yeah.
It has little round circles of colour. It looks a little bit like the little pill box that old people have. That's Mondays, that's Tuesdays, three on Wednesday. It's comforting.
Little yellow difference.
But for young people, it's like, whoa, fun. I remember when I was a child playing in the ball pit. Those are good memories for me. Now they look like jello shots. Those are fun. I drink to forget. And so it has a universal appeal to everyone. Everyone can look at it and derive their own interpretation. It's like art, Tom. They made it and now we'll decide what it means. And because of that, it has managed to breach both the older generations and the younger generations in popularity and is incredibly popular and very hard to get. Utter genius. You look at other manufacturers that have tried similar. Richard Mille did it with the RM88 with the emojis. It's kind of divisive. You look at Audemars Piguet with their Travis Scott Cactus Jack collaboration. Pretty divisive. You look at this. There's no one who hates it. Most people have come to terms with it, except you.
Yeah, I'm kind of lukewarm on it. It's just it's too crap to get angry at. Do you know what I mean? it's just some coloured circles. Really, that's literally all it is. Coloured circles. It's just like I can't be mad at that. It's like
yeah,
we could put it up on the fridge, but if it falls down, it's going in the bin. Do you know what I mean?
Not to mention the fact that it's one of the cheapest Rolexes you can get if you can get an allocation for one. So it's kind of from the perspective of someone who's got the money to buy more expensive watches, it's a fun purchase to get. And you're absolutely right. It's almost so low effort that people can't hate it.
Yeah.
Because you would be putting more effort into hating it than they did into making. Whereas something like going and finding a celebrity, having that endorsement, doing a launch event, that feels like a lot of effort. This is 5 minutes on Photoshop, if that.
Yeah, or Word, yeah.
Paint.
Well, yeah. Well, I'm drinking the pink lemonade. You're drinking the Rolex Kool-Aid.
Absolutely.
They've got you again, you sucker.
The Bubble-Aid. Very delicious.
That does sound nice.
Well, between us, cheers, Tom, with your pink lemonade and my Bubble-Aid. If you're a listener, what is your top watch of 2023? Let me know down in the comments below. Thank you so much for watching, and we'll see you next time where we'll talk about our worst watches of 2023. You don't want to miss that.
Oh my God.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.